Hits 96, Chattanooga's number one hit music station. It's time for What Chatta Matters, and representing ChattaMatters.com, William Newland joining back in studio. Happy holidays, sir.
Happy holidays. Good to be here, Gino.
Thank you so much for coming in. We haven't heard from you guys in a few weeks. It comes the holidays and taking some vacation time and everything else, but I'm happy to have you back in studio and always ready to talk about a little bit of a civics conversation here about what's happening in our great city.
Yeah.
And you guys had an article that you posted, actually it was last month, about a referendum. Should Chattanooga's first responders have to live in Tennessee? And this is something that maybe people don't think about enough. And I'm glad that you guys kind of brought it to attention, because in March, voters are going to have kind of the power here to decide whether or not to amend Chattanooga's charter to allow these city employees to live out of state. Dive right into this. I know we only have limited time. So basically, what is this referendum asking, and why should we care about this so much?
Yeah. So just like you said, people probably don't think about this at all. But in the city charter, the city of Chattanooga's charter, it says that city employees have to be residents of the state of Tennessee. And so you might think that sounds reasonable. And sure, but considering Chattanooga as a border city, you know, kind of the metro Chattanooga, if you will, expands into Georgia, and you know, sometimes people consider Alabama as well. So people who are living in, say, Rossville or Fort Oglethorpe, they can't be employees of the city of Chattanooga. So even if it's a 10-minute drive away, they couldn't do it. But if they lived in, you know, Soddy Daisy, or if they lived all the way to the north border with Kentucky, they could be city of Chattanooga employees. So the that's going to be on a referendum for city voters to decide in March. Voters will be able to decide whether they want to delete that part of the city charter, which would allow city employees to live anywhere.
And who pushes this type of thing for the ballot? Like, why is this an issue?
Yeah, so this got brought up by Chattanooga's Public Safety Department. So Chattanooga Police Department and the Fire Department. Because they've had a declining number of recruits in the past few years, and they've had to turn people away. So the police chief and the fire chief came to city council when they were talking about this, and talking about how, you know, when they're doing recruiting, they might be looking for, you know, veterans who live kind of around a military base in Georgia who might be a good candidate for police or fire. And, you know, they would have to completely move, uproot their family and come all the way to Chattanooga. They couldn't even come. Maybe they find a cheaper house in North Georgia or North Alabama, and it's an easy commute. They wouldn't be able to do that either. So it becomes a barrier getting people to join these departments. And I spoke to a representative of the police department for this story, and you know, they've really struggled to fill up their police academies over the past 5 years. Part of that, there's a few reasons for it. I mean, one of them is there's just strict requirements to be a police officer, which you can imagine. You know, so in background checks, you know, even like if you've been fired from a past job, if you have any past arrests, like a third of candidates will drop out in that background process. And there's other stuff too, like tattoos above the collarbone, or if someone has smoked marijuana in the past 12 months, they can't be police officers either. And this, I mean, it goes back. It's not just a Chattanooga problem, especially police recruitment. Even back in 2019, I read this. This survey of police chiefs across the country, and they called it a recruitment crisis. And part of it was it's less appealing to young people. You know, a lot of overtime, missed holidays, and it's just difficult with the money you make as a police officer, and just with societal changes. That there was a recruitment crisis in 2019, and then you think back to 2020 and the murder of George Floyd by a Minneapolis police officer, and that caused a huge decline in police recruitment and police officers leaving police departments across the country, and that hit Chattanooga too. So this charter change to be able to broaden where police and fire can recruit from is meant to fill in those ranks and get new recruits into the forces.
Makes a lot of sense too. I think social media has been a huge change of society when it comes to public safety in general, but more importantly, the police, I think. It really has, I think, changed its view in society. So I can understand how that recruitment can fluctuate now if it's a time of crisis. Yeah, we need to open it up somehow to get those recruitments in. How does this work when it comes to the actual election then coming up in March? How it's going to play out?
Yeah, so it's pretty simple. City Council already approved adding the referendum to ballots. So, you know, changing the city charter isn't something that the leaders of the city can just decide to do. The people of Chattanooga have to decide whether to change really the governing document of the city. So City Council approved adding it to ballots, and all it takes is a majority of Chattanooga voters to vote in favor of this referendum, which would delete that requirement of Tennessee residency. Mm-hmm. And so, obviously, the police and fire departments are looking for Chattanoogans to make that change, but it's going to be up to all the voters to decide.
Right. And we'll be able to make that decision come March. We're going to post up the full article. It's going to be on our website at hits96.com. But, of course, you can go to chathammatters.com and find the direct link to all the different things that are happening here in our wonderful city of ours. Chatham Matters keeping their fingers on the pulse when it comes to the civics of the city and more. We want you to give you a follow on social media, of course. That's at Chatham Matters on most platforms. And you'll be able to check out more on this. But, of course, as we get closer to March, we can talk more about these and different items that will be up for the election. You guys are always making sure that everything's in check and people know what's going on, because there's always something coming up just like this stuff. A lot of people don't know.
Absolutely. Mayor, city council coming up in that election too.
Yeah. So mm-hmm. It's going to be a big one. William, we appreciate the time. Thank you for stopping by our studios today. And we'll be sure to talk to you guys when it comes to the new year for more of What Chatham Matters. Okay.
Awesome. Thanks, Gino.